This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Yeah, we're podcasting on Wednesday morning, a day of podcast recording. It's Cliffo and me mate Bronte.
It's been an expensive day for the Cliffo and Bronte show.
Oof, you can say that again.
It's been an expensive day for the Cliffo and Bronte show.
Oh, damn it. Should have stuck with the first one. Better take the first time. $1,000 went off for Alpha Bucks. $450 went off for Can You Beat Bronte?
And if my maths is correct, that's
$1,450. That's $140,000, guys. It's huge. Also, we talked to the bloke who went to 12 Disneylands in 12 days.
Yeah. Rode every ride he could.
Huge.
Spewed on at least half of them.
A couple of them. And this was a really, really good one that you brought to the table.
Thank you so much.
What TikTok is spitting out and telling us that we actually, like, what our lives are actually about, and most of us don't even know it.
It's embarrassing videos that maybe if they pop up on your feed, you're like, oh, God, I don't want someone to see that. Mm. But share it with us. We've got weird stuff.
Yeah, we're all weird together on 131060. It's coming up, the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Cliffo's fashion corner.
I'm too sexy.
Love it.
Has the corner even slept after the influx of fashion going on at the Met Gala?
I'd like to say no, but the truth is the fashion corner got a good 7 hours last night.
Wow, okay,
so
great.
The fashion corner is is rested and ready to critique.
Okay.
The fashion at the 2023 Met Gala, which happened sort of yesterday morning.
Correct,
our time. Look, the Met Gala, very, very big, opulent, kind of important event in New York City. And, of course, the corner's right across it. But I thought I would let you...
Oh, sure.
You've described the Met Gala well before, but what is it again?
So the Met Gala happens on the first Monday of every single year at the New York City Museum. And it is essentially run by Vogue and Anna Wintour, who's the CEO. The editor-in-chief of
Devil
Vogue.
Devil Wears Prada lady.
Correct. And each year there's a theme and the Hollywood's A-listers and the, you know, all the people we're talking about buy for a ticket to go to the Met so that they can be on this red carpet and dress according to the theme. And this year's theme was Karl Lagerfeld, a line of beauty, who was the late Chanel designer.
That's exactly what the corner was going to say.
Yeah, of course.
Really
yeah,
well
yeah,
done.
Nice. Thank you, corner.
No, thank you for running us through that. But I thought being Clivo's fashion corner, we'd just pick some of the top looks on the red carpet. Which was more white than red, but
it was
still red carpet.
Sorry, carpet. I mean corner.
Cliffo's carpet corner. Don't mind that.
Sponsored by Anderson's.
By carpet corner, Anderson's. Okay, so starting Lil Nas X.
Oh, okay, yep, right.
Who, to me, was a grade 2 state school teacher's worst nightmare. Wearing nothing but glitter from head to toe. And a freaky-ass glittery silver mask that reminded me of Buckbeak.
Oh, my goodness.
Harry Potter.
You're
you know, the
so right. Yes, yes,
scares,
yes.
Draco Malfoy. Really, really freaky.
Yeah, terrifying. Lots of pearls, which are very Chanel-esque, but the naked glitter is not...
Nightmare stuff.
But the corner knows that.
That would have just been a bitch to get off the red carpet. moving on to Jared Leto. Like you said, the theme was Karl Lagerfeld.
Yeah.
Late, great fashion designer. Bloody awful human being.
Yeah, terrible human.
But Jared Leto went as Karl Lagerfeld's late cat.
Yeah.
Choupette?
Sure.
Choupette? I think it's Choupette.
Kind of looks like a live-action version of the Aristocats.
It's like a full mascot outfit.
Yeah.
Like where he removes the head. And, yeah, like, it wouldn't be out of place at, like, a footy game or something if it was
Yeah,
the
you're
cat,
so you know right. I mean? You're so right.
Still not weird enough to make us forget Morbius has been
always
the overwhelming theme. Kim Kardashian wore pearls.
She did.
And nothing but pearls, pretty much.
And shapewear. Yeah, I liked Kim. I mean, the corner obviously has feelings, but she looks beautiful. I just don't like the image of the shapewear underneath.
You don't?
But I guess that's the thing.
What the corner doesn't like is, like, I like the pearls.
Yeah.
I don't mind, the corner doesn't mind the shapewear.
Okay.
but the bunched up fitted sheet.
Yeah,
at the
right.
Back, it's like she's fighting a fitted sheet trying to get it folded.
Aren't we
and
all?
That's kind of the train okay. to the dress.
Fair assumption, corner.
Last but not least, just moving on to the man who the world is in love with at
Absolutely.
The moment.
Absolutely.
Pedro Pascal,
oh.
Who you know from The Mandalorian and The Last of Us.
And my dreams.
And from Bronte's dreams.
Yeah.
He wore shorts.
As he should.
As you said off air this morning.
Don't.
Getting his slutty little knees out there. And
getting his slutty knee out.
And wearing enough red, because he's got a red trench coat on and a red shirt, enough red to get a job at Bunnings Warehouse.
I would become a Bunnings Warehouse girly if they looked like
Pedro. Lowest
Pedro.
Prices are just the beginning, Pedro.
Facebook fails.
I've had to enlist the help of producer Alicia regarding Facebook fails because in my quest to present you all of my embarrassing statuses since we've started this show, I've seemingly run out and I've got a few left. I wasn't as embarrassing as I... Well, some of them just aren't... I'm not allowed to say them on the radio. Oh,
they're the ones we want to hear, mate.
No.
That's the real juice.
We'll do them in after hours,
Don't
maybe.
Don't tease us with what you're not going to give us.
I've got three statuses to present you. Two of them are mine.
Yeah.
And one of them is a status from producer Alicia back in the day.
Okay, so I have to pick the one that is Alicia's.
That Alicia's written, okay?
Two Bronte, one Alicia.
Two Bronte, one Alicia.
Oh, this should be easy.
Okay,
Our Cockney English, like, it has to be the one
younger.
About a cup of tea or something.
Yeah, of course. Okay, I'll get rid of the one about the cup of tea. All right. I'm going to read them all in a row, and you tell me which one is producer Alicia's. Number one, half a bottle of port and a bag of frozen peas later.
That's Alicia's. I don't need to hear the others. Little known fact, we call her Sippy Leash around here as well.
Number two.
Hold on, she's just walked in.
Sippy Leash is here.
Actually good timing. We're doing Facebook fails, and I got to pick the one that's yours.
Yeah. So. I just read the first one, so don't say anything. The first one, half a bottle of port and a bag of frozen peas later.
Yeah.
And he's pretty confident that's
I said that was you straight away.
Well, yeah, the alcohol's
there. Port and an injury, tick.
Number two. Mechanically speaking, can a car shit itself?
Oh, Jesus, that could be Alicia as well.
And number three. Should I be worried at the fact I have a Spanish exam next week and don't know a word of Spanish? Oh, I love that this has puzzled you so. You came in... Guns blazing.
We're more alike than we thought, apparently.
Young Bronte and young Leash.
The alcohol thing could very easily be Alicia.
Sure.
No offense, but Leash kind of drives a bit of a shitbox now, so the mechanical thing could kind of be as well.
I feel
like the Spanish thing maybe isn't you, Leash.
Porque la los dos?
Okay, that's so I couldn't even say that. So I'm thinking the Spanish thing's you, Langers. I'm actually going to... Okay, lock it in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with number two. The mechanically speaking thing is producer Alicia.
You would be wrong.
The alcohol one was too obvious.
That's me.
Yeah.
I was the Spanish exam.
She was Spanish.
Oh, so I got it wrong. Right.
He misinterpreted this entire thing.
So I forgot how the game works. Can we just, like, end on how I thought?
Yeah.
So I won.
Okay. Yep.
Leash is a drunk who drives a shitbox. For podcasting the Cliffo and Bronte show, you get a free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks. Hot off a win, by the way.
We've done this before. We've had two winners in two days. And you could be our second winner if you have the clue. Pack your passport.
I don't think I say pack your bag. And I was like, I thought the letter was P.
I did two P's. Pack your
passport.
So P for passport.
Passport is your free answer. P is your free letter. Good letter for Alpha Bucks. Playing tomorrow, so it's Thursday morning, the 4th of May. It's
May the 4th.
Star Wars Day as well. May the 4th be with you when you play Alpha Bucks tomorrow on Hit.
This This is WTF.
Wednesday.
And after 8 o'clock, we're going to do our for shizzle.
Yeah.
WTF Wednesday, the main meal, the real one. Mm. Today, meeting the bloke who went on every ride at all 12 Disneylands in 12 days. Freaky shepherd.
Just seemingly impossible, but he's done it. We'll find out how.
If that's your main meal, this is your entree now.
Oh, I love an entree.
This is your starter.
I'm hungry.
And I feel like producer Alicia likes these ones too. I'm going to have to research more and find more WTF entrees.
I love it. There's a lot of WTF in the world.
Yeah, I mean, WTF everywhere. Listen to this show, 6 to 9, Monday to Friday. You get it. I want to tell you for our WTF teaser about the 2013 Carnival Poop Cruise.
Oh, okay.
Which was, as the name suggests, a cruise with a lot of poop involved.
See, I like going on cruises. I don't pick them based on their poop offering.
If you've got a cruise booked, maybe switch over to Triple M just for 3 minutes, then come straight on back. So this unraveled on the, it all happened on the Carnival Triumph, which if you Google that, it doesn't exist anymore because this incident was so bad, they had to rename the ship. So early the day before disembarkation, so 24 hours before everyone was supposed to get off, it was just a very short Caribbean cruise.
Yep.
There was a fire in the engine room.
Oh, that's not where you want a fire.
It was extinguished very quickly. And it was almost auto-extinguished. I think the sprinklers and that must have come on.
Right.
Went out straight away. But still two very bad things happened. Number one, the engines stopped working. And number two, the toilets stopped working.
Oh, my God. This is the day before everyone was supposed to get off.
Yeah. So they were still far enough out to sea that it's like, we can't float back in, guys.
Right.
So they had to get these huge sea tugboats to essentially, like, tug the ship back into port, which takes a lot longer than it, like, just
with
sailing.
The engine,
so it was, like, 5 or 6 days bobbing at sea, sort of being
tugged.
Slowly tugged in without toilets that work. So the captain's solution was pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Number ones, go in the shower because you can just turn the shower on and wash it down the drain.
Different system, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because the toilets are like those plain toilets that pull everything out. But for number twos, the only system they could come up with was plastic bags in the rooms.
Oh, my God.
And buckets in the hallways. So it was like London in the old days.
Yeah.
Where everyone just throw their poos out the window or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what was happening on the ship. The stench was so unbearable that everyone sort of moved up to the upper decks to get away from the stench. So like the pool decks and stuff. And they made like a tent city out of bed sheets and mattresses and all that sort of stuff. And that was okay for a couple of days. Like everyone was sleeping under the stars. At least it's fresh air.
Sure.
But then someone went and had a heart attack and a helicopter had to come in and rescue them so that everyone, much to their disgust and not happy about it, they had to all pull down their
tent city.
And tent city and all that and move back into their poo-smelling rooms.
Oh, my God.
So fast forward to about 5 days. We're finally coming in to port. They've been putting up with this for 5 days. The stench is unbearable by now. The captain decides to apologise to all of the cruiselings. He's going to open the bars and do an open bar, like free drinks thing. And that was supposed to last a couple of hours. After 2 hours, rioting pretty much began on the ship because these people are, you know, they're hot.
Dehydrated.
During the day, they're cold, they're dehydrated, they haven't slept properly, they haven't done a poo in a toilet for 5 days or whatever. So anarchy just reigns. And fast forward to like what happened to the Carnival Triumph. They had to cancel the following 14 cruises and they had to dry dock the ship for hundreds of millions of dollars worth of repairs, including ripping up the carpet in certain places because they couldn't remove the stench.
Oh my goodness.
And that is the story of the 2013 Carnival Poop Cruise.
I've never been so grateful for my bowel issues that I have that usually prevent me from having any kind of movement on holiday.
Anyone with your bowels would just be like, overboard, guys. Pull out the plank. It's back on the clock, but the party is-
favourite parts of the day, Cliffo, is when I get to go home, I eat some lunch, and then I sit on the couch and just lose all, I just lose all time because I sit and watch TikToks for hours and hours and hours.
It's dangerous.
It's a void.
Our time, like no social media application, no technology in my life has ever been more of a time void than TikTok.
It consumes you.
45 minutes can pass.
Yes.
In an instant.
45 minutes.
And then after you go, hey, what did you watch? You'd be like, don't know. Don't know what I watched.
And what's so interesting about TikTok is it really curates a feed for you. So what you're getting on your feed is based on videos that you've liked or maybe you've hovered on for a little too long. And so then TikTok keeps feeding you those types of videos. And sometimes those types of videos aren't typically what you might have watched in your life before. And that's what we want to know. 131060. What kind of guilty pleasure videos are you seeing on either your Instagram reels or your TikTok feed? Because this all started when I heard producer Alicia yell out to someone in the office regarding a cleaning product that they have, which is one of those ones which you use on like couches and things, and it like sucks up all of the dirt and grime that you can't see on the couch, but it's like built into the fabric of the couch.
One of the ones, and it's like got liquid involved.
Yes.
Like it does like a shampoo thing.
Yes. And Leish, you used this after seeing it on your TikTok and you knew someone in the office had it.
I was obsessed. I was like, where can I rent this from? She was like, from me. I was like, done.
Yes.
I feel like all of us at some point, because when you log on to TikTok, it just throws everything at you.
Yep, yep.
And then, like you say, Lang, is over time it narrows, it works you out. The computers work you out. So it builds an algorithm and it feeds you more of the content you want to take in.
Yeah.
But I feel like when it's throwing everything at us, we've all seen that video.
We've seen
there's
the
something
couch
so satisfying out. About like a filthy couch being shampooed clean.
It's so gross. Mine, similar cleaning related, is the videos of your jewelry being cleaned. So there's this machine that you can use and you put like your rings or your necklaces in there and it like zaps them and you can see all of the dirt and the grime come out of the jewelry and then it comes out of the machine and it's all clean and it's so gross, but I really like it.
Satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
But it's got nothing on mine.
What's yours?
Really over, like disgustingly overgrown lawns being mowed and whippersnipped.
You love it?
Oh, my God. And it just, because I'm watching that content, just coming through more and more. Wow. But there's this one guy in particular. He's like, hey, it's free mow Friday.
Oh, nice.
He knocks on doors or whatever. And it's always people that have lawns that are like up to your belly button.
Of course.
Or something. And he just goes, it's so satisfying. Goes through, mows it all, hedge trims the lot. Blows all the, like, so good.
I feel like it's the videos that are just for you that you wouldn't want to share with other people. So 131060, what are the weird guilty pleasure videos that you don't want to share with anyone else, but they're on your TikTok feed or your Instagram reel feed?
Mel's here. Are you like me and my wife and Langers? Has TikTok just taken over your life?
It really has. I don't think I remember a time I'm not on TikTok at the moment.
Are you getting a certain type of video fed to you like we are?
I really am. It's pimple popping videos.
Of course. I'm glad you're getting them, Mel, because that means I'm not getting them because I can't watch them.
I have to. It's just so interesting to me.
Do you like popping pimples in your real life?
I do. Yeah, I have to say I do.
Where do you land on this, Cliffo? Do you like pimple popping videos?
Melanie, I bloody love them.
What?
I'm 100%. Yes. There's something so good about it. And to the point where I'm trying to go to Michelle, my wife, she doesn't have many.
Uh-huh.
But if there's anything like a black hair, I'll try and get in there. And she's like, get away. And I'm like, just let me get it. Melanie, thank you.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Taryn's next. Taryn, what's your guilty pleasure videos on TikTok?
I absolutely love the man versus food, where they have like 4 minutes to smash a giant palmy or hot wings or something.
like competitive eating, but only the one person doing it for some reason.
Absolutely. I love them.
Just give Taryn an overweight American man and a 2 kilo burrito, and Taryn, you're in heaven.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I get it.
There is something you were saying off air, though. You don't like the videos where people are eating, but is that when they're trying to talk through it?
No, but I mean more when they're talking, like, hey guys, going to tell you about my day. While you're eating an orange. Put the orange down. Paige is next. Paige, guilty pleasure videos. What's getting spat out on your feed?
Oh, it's pretty gross.
Perfect.
It's, knit infestation removal video.
Oh, as in hair knits?
Yes. Yes.
I've seen these.
Hairdressers.
Yeah.
Showing it. Oh,
I think that's the same effect as pimple popping, or even like we were talking before about cleaning the lounges. Like anything where there's something that needs fixing.
Yeah, it needs.
Get in there.
And you can see the removal happening. I think that's the satisfaction when the hair's clean.
Oh. We love a before and after.
We do.
Shelby, what's your guilty pleasure videos that you're getting on Instagram Reels or on TikTok?
All right, so I'm not really proud of it, but I am a sucker for, like, those mukbang videos where they eat, like, the food really sloppily.
Oh. Where they get, like, they order everything from the McDonald's menu or something.
Yeah, they just, like, gorge themselves. I'm just obsessed with it, honestly.
Golly.
How would you feel then, Clifford, if they're trying to talk through the mukbang of them eating the entire
it's
McDonald's?
It's mixed emotions, like- Bronte. I'm not going to lie. Bronte's packing it, guys.
Yeah.
She's packing it.
I truly understand now what Eminem was singing about when he said knees weak, arms heavy, something about spaghetti.
Mum's spaghetti.
I get it now.
Right.
This is the most nervous I've ever been.
And you should be, because it's at $450. It's a new record for Can You Beat Bronte. Playing Dave today, who was once a contestant on the television game show, The Chase.
Are you kidding me?
Dave, who was your chaser?
We came up against the super nerd.
Better than the governess. She scares me.
I agree. I think it's the best.
How did you go when you're on the show?
So, in The Chase, you either win everything or nothing.
Yes.
And
yeah.
He caught us with 3 seconds to go, and we would have won 11 grand each.
3 seconds. That was a close one.
Yeah, they didn't make us feel any better when they said it was the biggest shakedown they'd done in 3 years.
Oh, you're like, thanks for that. Thanks, guys. Yeah. My pockets are empty.
So we've got...
Kick me while I'm down.
Dave the Chaser versus Bronte, the Queen of Trivia, as we've dubbed her this morning. Go on, Queen. Bye. Onto your throne, into the soundproof booth. And for you, Dave, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
5 questions. Good to go.
Absolutely.
Dave, let's play Can You Beat Bronte? What colour is an emerald?
Green.
A kid is a baby what?
Goat.
What degree is a right angle?
90.
According to Forbes, who is the highest paid actor in 2022?
The Rock.
What is the name of the city that SpongeBob SquarePants lives in?
Oh, bloody hell. I think it... I don't know. Pineapple Ridge?
Producer Alicia Lockin. Pineapple Ridge. That was the answer.
Bikini Bottom.
Okay, don't say anything more because we're going to get Bronte out of the soundproof booth, but Pineapple Ridge was the answer we got.
Yeah, sorry.
Just before the timer ran out. All good. Don't stress. I'm not going to say anything about the run you just had because she's back. Headphones are on.
Yeah. I was thinking, what would my name be if I was on The Chase? Is there a beast?
Oh, what would it be? Yeah, there is a beast. That's the big guy.
Yeah, there is.
Oh.
Married his cousin or something in real life. like twice removed.
Yeah, right.
It was a new idea.
I gotta focus.
Headline.
Enough about
the beast and who he married. Or not their relative. Doesn't matter.
I'm not okay.
30 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
Bronte Langbrook, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time starts now. What colour is an emerald?
Green.
A kid is a baby what?
Goat.
What degree is a right angle?
90.
According to Forbes, who was the highest paid actor in 2022?
Pedro Pascal.
What is the name of the city that SpongeBob SquarePants lives in?
Bikini Bottom.
That's is 5 in 30. And you're both very confident with your answers. We didn't really get to the end of the 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I would. Dave's been on the chase. I don't doubt it.
Kate, you feeling, Dave?
Oh, look, I'm uncertain that I got one wrong, but I reckon Bronte did too, to be honest.
Okay. Let's go to producer Alicia to find out.
So an emerald is green. Both of you got that one correct. A kid is a baby goat. Both of you got that one correct. 90 degrees makes a right angle. Both of you got that one correct. In 2022, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, was the highest paid actor, which Dave got correct. Bronte got wrong, said Pedro Pascal. And the last question, SpongeBob SquarePants lives in Bikini Bottom, which Bronte got correct, but Dave got wrong, which means you both got 4 points.
Which means benefit of the doubt. Dave, you take home the jackpot!
Oh, my God!
I like it a lot.
Well, look, you've got the cash. Has he got the glory, though, Bronte?
No, he doesn't, Cliffo. I'm so glad you've asked. Because to be the champ, you've got to beat the champ.
Dave.
And Dave did not beat me.
Dave, what do you care? You got the jackpot, man.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I'll cop the 450, but I would have loved to beat her. She's been going well. Bronte, if you ever want to team up on trivia, I think we'll take on the world.
Oh my God, we'll be
you two.
Unstoppable, Dave.
You'll be running the country, if not the world, by the end of it.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.